You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my true senseis in life, Todd Jones. He's the president of Real Advice. You got to give me some more advice, Todd. You know, Real Advice, he does real estate consulting and valuation services throughout the state. He worked for all the big accounting firms. But more than that, he's been a professor here, adjunct professor at the University of Florida, and he has been a door that many of the kids have had to walk through. And what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what it takes to work with the students and how we invest time with them and what that means. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy. Good to be with you again.
All right, now, Todd, to me, everybody gets a roadmap. They know how to drive. They maybe meet a couple of the players. But the most important thing and the hardest thing when I was coming up in the field back in the day, during the Tyrannosauruses and they were inventing the wheel, and I think that they invented fire at that time too, the most important thing to me was finding somebody that could mentor me, because real estate is a mentorship business, and you got to go find the firm that's going to have the spot and find somebody that's going to be there for you. But the kids that come to the University of Florida, they get something more. Todd, take it away.
Jimmy, what you're describing is the advisory board. We have 150 members. They come from all over the country, although mostly from Florida, and they dedicate themselves to mentoring the 30 to 40 students who are in the program each and every year so that they can exceed at an accelerated pace. Their mission statement is go lead real estate.
Okay, Todd, I took it away from you so you could take another second to get your thoughts, because that's what I do. I talk over all my guests, and since we only have one mic today, I'm even more aggressive at it.
I'm used to that.
Yeah, he's used to that, and so am I. We got the photo thing going here. We got a whole audience, a peanut gallery. We're going to talk to a couple students later. We're also going to talk to one of their professors, so stick with us because we've got some great energy coming at you, and stick with us. It'll be all positive because we're going to talk about what we do, and what we do is we water the saplings that come out of the University of Florida program. Actually, we meet them while they're here. We help them network. That's what we're doing here at the Trends and Strategies Conference with 500 other people and 100 students. We're helping them integrate themselves into the real estate community, because that's what it's all about.
Exactly. You can never have too many friends. You can never know enough people. You can never have enough money. It's a tool. How it gets used is all about character. We coach these students in networking. We teach them fundamentals, and you'll hear more about that from one of the professors in a little bit. But the ultimate end game is to make sure that they are valuable contributors to the community that they live in as soon as possible.
You know, I led one of the sessions earlier where we talked about business around the community, but the session really ended up being about how the advice of the people that are on the board, the 150 really successful people, and I miss 149 and then there's me, are on the board. And what we tell students, and the message was not to be believed. It was just a really wonderful message. It was, you know, stay true, stay transparent. It's really tough out there to, you know, not go to the dark side. There's a lot of real estate people that do a lot of things that are not necessarily transparent, and you read about them in the paper. The number one thing if I'm in the paper, I want to be quoted in the paper about what the market is. I don't want somebody writing about something I did incorrectly. So I always take pride in it. I always am transparent, and I always work hard to give somebody something, advice, help that they haven't had. I have one young student that's from Boca that was walking around with me earlier today, Cam. And Cam was just terrific. He helped me get my stuff together. And what did I do? When I walked through the crowd, I introduced him to people that are here, people like Jim Mahalzo, who heads up Prudential Real Estate Services. And Jim was talking to Carson Good, who heads up commercial for JLL. And Carson suddenly, Cam suddenly found out that he could go and interview and maybe work in Atlanta or some other large city up and down the East Coast, which is what he wanted to do. And why? Because he knows Jim, and anybody takes Jim's phone calls, although I think it's really mostly emails these days because he's that busy. But Todd, you know, you've come up here. You've been an adjunct professor. Tell a little bit about what you see in the students. Who are they? Tell a little bit about the people we're going to meet later in the show. And you can't say that one of them is your daughter.
All right, I won't say that one of them is my daughter. What I will say is that we get really bright students from all over the world, and most of them want to work either in Florida or somewhere on the East Coast, but that's not always the case. The jobs that they end up taking vary dramatically. Some go into property management, some go and become financial analysts, some become appraisers, some immediately become developers, some go to work for developers, some work for REITs. The opportunities are almost endless. At the end of the day, being an advisory board member is not a resume line. It's a commitment to mentoring the students. This is what we're really all about.
Yeah, I went up there and I gave it a little bit of a soft pedal, but what it really is in this event, while we give out a lot of great information, people go, well, can I come for free and stand in the lobby? The answer is no. The reason is because we're here raising money for these students. They cost them a lot of money out of state. Well, $35,000, I think. For 18 months, they have to stop their job. The opportunity cost there is what? 60, 70, 100 grand, depending on where they're coming from. So now the person's invested $150,000 to get an education. And now to be competitive with the other schools, they've got to go on a field trip to another country. We take them to Chile. They go to Argentina this year, I think. The professors will talk a little bit more about that. But in order to pay for this, now you're talking the nuts about us, $200,000, really, when you add in the cost and the opportunity cost and everything else. I don't have that kind of money to give my kid. How do you raise that money? We help them.
And we have a lot of companies that also help. We have fantastic support from our corporate sponsors. I'm going to give you a quick story here, Jim. I got a card in the mail this week from a former student who just earned his MAI designation. That's the gold standard in the appraisal field. Third one so far. Students who went through my class just routinely come up to me and say, thank you, because it connected all the dots. They come out of this program ready to hit the ground running.
Oh, I wish you could see the intensity on Todd's face. You know, he's a black belt in what? How many? Three things? Five things? Four things. Okay. So he can kick your butt four different ways. But what Todd was for me, Todd was one of my mentors when I was at the University of Florida. You can tell that I'm kind of high energy. You can only imagine what I was like when I was 20. And so what Todd did was he came up to me and he said, Jim, take a breath. Now, that doesn't mean that I did it. Probably still haven't taken your advice fully, but I do try to be a little bit more calm. And what Todd brings to the table is an intensity, and he brought to many of these students that he's now proud of the fear of God, because Todd is not the easiest guy to get past if you're trying to BS your way through an MAI type appraisal. But he knew what he was doing. And did you help them get like the local appraisal? Okay, talk a little bit about that. We have 1 minute left. Talk a little bit about the scholarships that are available that you know about, and your thoughts.
Sure, the Appraisal Institute, as well as ICSC and a number of other organizations, offer scholarships to students entering this program. All the students need do is apply. And that information is available through the admissions director, Pam DeMichael, or through Dr. Kent Malone, or the program director, Tim Becker. This is one of the least expensive programs of its type in the country, and yet it's one of the top four. It's the number four ranked program in real estate in the country.
Yeah, I don't really care about that. All I care about is all the kids get jobs and they make money, and the heck with what your ranking is. That's all a bunch of BS, poppycock, and other subjective crap. But the thing that's really important to me is being invested, being involved, paying it forward, and helping somebody the way that they have needed to be helped. And I'm telling you, that is something that is unique to this program. It's something that the students come back for. And Todd, while you may have all the great MAIs and all that other stuff, if you go back and take a look at my office, I now have a full shelf of thank you notes from the kids. Now, they're not kids. Usually they're in their mid-20s to some of them are in their 30s at this point. Some of the people that I've helped, and they're beautiful people. And to me, that is the essence of what it's all about here. You know, I talk a lot about the Warren Henry family and how much it's important to be part of the Warren Henry family. This year's like a fraternity up here. And the other schools, they have great programs. We're honoring Jim Heaston, who's very involved in the UCF program. I know that, you know, I've heard the Snaith talk. He's terrific. We have great professors that are well-published. FSU's got an awesome program. UM, they're all different. Here, what you get is us. And it's really important to everybody that's involved to stay involved and work with us. We've only got about a minute left. A minute left. Todd, just one more second. How do people reach you if they want to get their sensei on?
Jim, my email address is todd.jones@realadvice.com. I do property tax advisory work, valuation, pretty high-end appraisal work focused at minimizing tax obligations for my clients.
Give me that tough, hard butt look again.
You make it tough, Jim.